The New Channel. The New Channel. Hashtag TNC Now.
The views, opinions, and insights expressed in the following shows are those of the host, producers, guests, and viewers. They do not necessarily reflect the position of the channel. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hello, and welcome to The New Channel. Our passion transforms a community that sees and shares all things new. I'm your host, Frances Bauer, streaming from San Mateo, California, and this is Design Your Life.
Do you like to watch and live vicariously through others' family lives, travels, relationships, passions? This show is here to encourage you to go beyond just dreaming. We'll show you some things that'll stretch your beliefs, and you'll meet some people whose real-world experiences and perspectives just might help you figure out how to go after the life you want, and maybe even break some mental barriers you didn't realize you had. This is Design Your Life with Frances Bauer.
Kung Hei Fa Choi, everyone! I'm pretty sure I'm butchered that. But if you're anything like me, these words mean lanterns, parades, red envelopes, dim sum, and pikoy. To our hosts, however, I would hope that these things mean a whole lot more. To educate us, I've invited a friend to talk with us on our show. Made in Taiwan, she grew up in Singapore and Queens, New York. Her name was Shimei Lee until she came to the United States and became Patty Lee. She currently lives in the San Francisco Bay Area with her husband, Billy Campbell, their son, Liam, and her mother, who they lovingly call Queen Mary, who she takes care of. I need to cut. Give me just a second here. I'm sorry.
Okay, Miss Frances.
5 seconds starting. Kung Hei Fa Choi, everyone. I'm pretty sure I butchered that. But if you're anything like me, these words mean lanterns, parades, red envelopes, dim sum, and tikoy. To our hosts, however, I would hope that these things mean a lot more. To educate us, I've invited a friend to talk with us on our show. Made in Taiwan, she grew up in Singapore and Queens, New York. Her name was Shimei Lee. But when she moved to the United States, became Patty Lee. Currently, she lives in the
San Francisco. Lagging, Ms. Frances. Sorry, you're lagging. Like you're lagging, Ms. Frances.
Let me check and let me get everyone off of our internet. I'll be right back. Just give me just 1 minute. Okay. I'm lagging. Kung Hei Fa Choi, everyone. I'm pretty sure I butchered that. If you're anything like me, these words mean lanterns, parades, red envelopes, dim sum, and tikoy. To our hosts, however, I would hope that these things mean a whole lot more. To educate us, I've invited a friend to talk with us on our show. Made in Taiwan, she grew up in Singapore and Queens, New York. Her name was Shimei Lee until she came to the United States and became Patty Lee. She currently lives in the San Francisco Bay Area with her husband, Billy, their son, Liam, and her mother, lovingly called Queen Mary, who she takes care of full-time while writing another book. As if she didn't already have her hands full, she is a real estate investor with properties throughout the United States and a senior financial fitness advisor. please, folks, help me welcome Miss Patty Campbell. Hi, Patty.
Hi. How are you, Frances?
I'm great. Thank you for joining us today. I really appreciate the time that you took, and especially during this time. I mean, there's lots of festivities going on. I know you just came from a dinner, and so, gosh, I am actually hard-pressed to get a hold of any of my friends that celebrate Lunar New Year. So tell us a little bit about what's going on right now.
Well, we are getting ready for our pot sticker party that I throw every single year during Chinese New Year.
Uh-huh.
And Chinese New Year's is this February 10th on Saturday.
Okay. So now on the Gregorian calendar, I think that's what it's called, the calendar, December 31st to January 1st, you know, people tend to celebrate 2 days, but I'm hearing that it's a week-long celebration for Lunar New Year?
It's actually a month-long celebration.
Oh my gosh.
And if you go to Taiwan, China, they close down all the stores for a month, or a week, actually, I think. But it is a month-long celebration.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Wow. How fun is that? And so... and then I understand one of the books that you've written that's out right now in print is Mei Li's, what is it? Goodness, why am I at tell us the title of your book.
It is Mei Li's Chinese Wheel.
Awesome. And tell us a little bit about, so I understand, you know, for the rest of us that think it's just about food, there's got to be more than that.
Okay, so it's a children's story about a little girl, Mei Lia, and how she celebrates Chinese New Year with her family. And they have their annual pot stickers that they make, but they also make a lot of different foods that have different meanings that represent the Chinese culture and what their belief is.
Oh, wow. Care to share with us a little bit about what those things are? And I just want to make sure that, you know, the next time that I go to a gathering, I can, you know, have more appreciation for the significance of everything's being done instead of just grabbing and gobbling and, you know.
Right. So Mei Lia learns that noodles mean long life because they are long. And fish in Chinese is yu, which sounds like leftover. So we hope to have so much every year that there'll always be leftovers. That's why we eat fish.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I thought we just liked fish. I mean, we love fish. Fish is delicious.
Right. There's lots of meanings behind all the foods that we eat around Chinese New Year's.
I see. So it's not just a mishmash of a whole different things it's not just a mishmash of our favorite foods, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
It's not. Every single food we eat has a meaning behind it, and that's why we eat it.
Oh, wow. So can you tell me what prompted you to write this book?
Well, I was studying for my master's in early childhood education in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a children's book writing class.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the early 1990s. And I took the class, and one of our finals is to write a children's book by the end of the semester.
Wow.
And this is the book I came up with because it has to do with my culture. And it incorporates a folklore, a real-life Chinese folklore into the story. So it's a story embedded in the story.
Oh, how fun.
And my father helped me write it in the sense that he taught me all the different traditions and what the story, the folklore means.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's so cool. And so, you know, I'm thinking about our audience that is looking at, you know, with the goal of designing their life and learning about, you know, there's this actually this saying in the Philippines that he who does not know their culture and their history is worse than a rotten fish. And I know it's funny, isn't it? And I feel like this so much connects with that, where you're sharing Chinese culture with this book and helping perpetuate so it doesn't get lost, right? With the next generation that has probably, you know, no longer lives in Asia.
Yes.
And is away from all of those. How do you feel like this has affected, how do you feel like having books like these and others, you know, helps with that, with, you know, the younger, particularly your own children?
Well, that is part of the reason I want to share this book. My goal is to get this book into the hands of every child, every teacher, every classroom, every school all across America, because they're going to learn a lot about the Chinese culture when they read this book, and they learn it in a very fun way.
Do you think what value do you feel like, you know, sharing Chinese culture is to, you know, those of us who aren't Chinese?
Well, you know, what I love about the Chinese culture, which is true of many Asian cultures, is the warmth of the culture. You know, there is a sense of community. There's no I, me, my. It's always we, us, ours. And I love that about the community. I love that our culture is oftentimes surrounded by food. And food is something we all love and enjoy, and it brings the family together, right? As we enjoy food, we gather together and we have lots of fun eating.
Yeah, I think it's a great connect, a great way to connect people. I definitely agree. I think that's too why you it's so easy to invite the rest of us over, right?
Oh yeah,
there's food.
Who doesn't love a good party, right?
Absolutely. Can you share with us a little bit about, I'm a little bit, you know, for those, our viewers who don't really know you, real estate investor, children's book author, and you're still writing another book. What's going on? So I'm guessing that this is a piece of your heart that you're sharing with us.
Yes, very much so. I'm writing actually an autobiography about my life.
Oh, wow.
And I have just experienced so much throughout my life. I want to share about, you know, my marriage, previous marriage, my divorce that I went through, the bouts of depression I've been through, my financial struggles. There's just so much to say. And I want to share my story because I want people to know that they are not alone in their journey, in their life, that there is somebody out there who gets it and who's been through it. And my goal is to be able to relate to people and help them feel that they are not alone in their struggle with depression, that they're not alone in their struggle with finances, that they're not alone, you know, growing up with dysfunctional parents. I mean, it's just, you know, the list goes on and on. I love my parents. I'm not trying to talk bad about them. They tried their best according to how they know to parent.
For sure.
And, you know, back in the day, if your kids have food to eat and a bed to sleep in, that's good to go. they don't think about your emotional health. They don't think about your self-esteem. You know, it's not part of their culture growing up.
Absolutely.
So that's not what they focus on when they raised us.
For sure. It's getting ahead, doing well, and just, you know, be grateful. And because you have, I totally relate. And I think a lot of our viewers relate to that as well. And yeah. I'm so glad that you're actually taking the time to, you know, a lot of people, when they're going through something, they think that they're alone and they're the only ones that feel that way. So it is most definitely refreshing to hear someone that wants to be vulnerable and share that part, very private part of themselves, for the purpose of letting people know that they're not alone. And, you know, there's definitely light at the end of the tunnel.
And it's to encourage them, you know, mm-hmm. that life is what it is, and you just have to keep going, and everything will work out eventually. Everything. And everything that happens to you happens for a reason, and nothing gets wasted. Even when you feel like wasted time and you've wasted your years, nothing goes to waste, because it builds on who you become. And it's basically a life-changing lesson of, you know, what makes you who you are today.
Ain't that the truth? Yeah. Do you have a very specific message for someone who might be down in the dumps right now, is watching us today, in a dark place? Do you have a message for that person?
Sure, I do. You know, there was a point in my life last year where I hit bottom, and I didn't see any good reason to continue with my life. And it was a very dark time, and I think I hit bottom. Mm-hmm. And I was in depression for about 8 months out of the year, from April till December of last year. And I wanted to encourage people, because I came through that season. It was the hardest, you know, one of the hardest seasons I have to go through, but I came out the other side, and I was able to now see the light at the end of the tunnel. And I can say, I am free from my depression. I am free from my financial struggles. I'm free from a lot of things. And I just want to encourage people who are going through it, that just hang in there, you know, hang in there, because you will get past it. And this too shall pass. So whatever you're going through, just hang in there.
Awesome. Thank you for that, Patty. And I'm hoping that that reaches the right person, that message needs to be heard by. And so, and also, you know, going back to the topic of Chinese New Year or Lunar New Year, depending on who you're talking to.
Yes.
For those who have just been so far disconnected from the culture, maybe they're an adopted baby, as those, we have a bunch of those. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're just, so, you know, multiple generations, like, away from, you know, from their immigrant great grandparents. What advice do you have for someone like that to reconnect with the culture?
Read my book. Because they're going to learn a lot.
Okay.
They are going to be able to identify with their ethnic background, mm-hmm. and they will be able to be reminded. Some of them, you know, I've had elderly people read this book, and they tell me that it brought them back to their childhood.
Aww.
They remember all the different celebrations, all the different foods they eat, and even the folklore in the story.
Yes, that's so beautiful. And it's so great. I've never heard of any, that there was any folklore surrounding New Year. Yeah.
And it has actually a biblical meaning in there,
mm-hmm.
for those people who believe in God. The symbolism of the dragon in the story, and the symbolism of the lions with the lion dance, all that is tied to the Bible, the history of the Bible.
Okay. Okay.
So it's not really, no, it's a historical, it's actually based on a historical incident.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Okay. And so are there traditions that are, and I speak this from the perspective because I am a Christian. Are there traditions in Chinese New Year that are not Christian based or outside of, that we may or may not relate to as Christians?
Right. Well, the Chinese culture is very much a Buddhist culture. But okay. if you look at Confucius and his writings, mm-hmm. a lot of his writings come from the Bible. It has the values of a of the Bible.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's quite interesting. And even the Chinese characters, like the Chinese characters for a boat, it says eight. Okay. It says eight mouths. So what story in the Bible was there a boat with eight people on there? The Noah's Ark.
Oh my goodness.
So even embedded in the language of the Chinese culture, you have biblical stories in there. It's very interesting. Yeah.
That just blew my mind.
Yeah, my dad gave me a few words that in the Chinese character, because the Chinese characters are very, very pictorial. They're like pictures. You draw pictures. And there's lots of words in the Chinese language that actually can be traced back to biblical stories.
That's incredible. Oh, yeah. My goodness. Yeah.
I've Good. Done chapters on it at school.
Oh, I am so, wow.
Yeah. It got me excited when I found out about it too.
That just, my head right now. Anyway, I'm going to stop saying that because I'm going to do a little bit more research after this. Holy smoke. That's so awesome. But anyway, Patty, yes. Do you have any parting words for our audience, with the Chinese New Year coming in? And is there something you'd like to teach us? How do you greet each other? Because I know I butchered that greeting.
So in the Chinese, what you said was in Cantonese. So that's a dialect. So that's a dialect from Hong Kong. But I'm going to teach you Mandarin. How to say it in Mandarin, which is also in my book. My book has Mandarin sayings in it.
Okay.
And basically, the how you say Happy New Year or how you greet somebody is 新年快乐.
新年快乐.
Yeah, it means Happy New Year. And then we go, and the kids have to go like this. 恭喜发财.
That's what I've heard before.
恭喜发财. 恭喜发财.
恭喜发财. Well, I'm not a kid. And that's when you're asking for your envelope, right?
Exactly. 恭喜发财红包拿来. Like, give me the red envelope. And then they get the red envelope and they're supposed to sleep with it under their pillow. All the luck.
I see. So that is not spending money.
They can spend it after they sleep on it.
Okay.
And you're only supposed to give red envelopes to the younger generation.
Okay.
And those who are not married yet.
I see.
So if you have, a kid who's not married yet, you're still supposed to give them red envelopes until they get married.
So an adult child.
Even an adult child, correct.
Your adult son or daughter. But where? How far out of, how do I put this? Is it for your own children? Is it for nieces and nephews, your cousins' kids? Where does it stop?
Well, if there's a family if there's a family gathering, you not only give to your children, but you give to all the children in the room
who have been invited. I see.
And then you give to all these single people, kids in the room, adults in the room. They are entitled to an envelope from their elders.
Okay.
So your aunt, your uncle, your parents, your grandparents, those are all the people that give out the red envelopes to the younger generations.
I see. And how much goes in those envelopes?
Oh my gosh. It could be from $1 to $100.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Depending on how your parents are, your grandparents are, you know.
I feel like it would have to, it would depend on who's, how many people are coming over.
Right. So we have to count, like when we invite people over for New Year's, we have to count how many people are actually coming and how many kids are coming so that we can prepare the right amount of, you know, red envelopes.
I see. Oh, that's a whole affair. Okay. Wow. How fun is that? Mm-hmm. What are your must-haves at dinner, for dinner?
So pot stickers or dumplings, because if you look at the shape of the dumplings after you make it, it looks like a gold nugget. And so the reason we eat dumplings and pot stickers during Chinese New Year is because it represents gold and wealth.
Wow.
So you're eating wealth. You're eating good fortune to usher in the new year.
That's incredible. Yeah.
So that's one staple. And then I told you about the noodles and the fish.
The noodles. So it's noodles, it's fish, it's pot stickers.
And year cake.
What's that?
What? You also give year cakes.
What's that?
It's like a sticky cake.
Oh, yeah.
You fry it in the pan and it gets warm and like gooey. It's called year cakes.
Year cake. Okay. I suspect that's what they're referring to. Because our Chinese friends in the Philippines, or it's known in the Philippines as tikoy.
So we call it nian gao. Nian means year. Gao means cake. So it's year cake.
Nian gao. Oh, how
fun. Nian.
Nian.
Gao.
Gao.
Yeah.
Because that intonation matters, right?
The pronunciation makes a big difference.
I see.
Yeah.
Wow. My goodness. I am very much looking forward to see how that makes all the difference. Knowing what these things represent, I feel like for myself and for our viewers out there who are going to be joining our Chinese friends in their celebration of the Lunar New Year, it's just going to mean so much more. And I appreciate, again, Patty, thank you so much for taking your time. Folks, don't forget to check out her book. It is available on Amazon. You want to hold that up for us one more time, Patty?
There's actually a link. I don't know if you can post that.
We'll post the link. Yeah, absolutely. In the comments, folks.
There's the book. Yeah, it will take you right to the book in on Amazon, and you can order it there. And if you're local, I will be happy to sign the book for you.
Aw, that's so awesome. So if you are local to Northern California, San Francisco Bay Area, my goodness, Patty just put out an offer to sign the book for you. Well, Patty, thank you so much for joining us this evening. I hope you have a pot sticker party.
Thank you. And Happy New Year to everybody. I wish you good fortune this year.
And to you as well, Patty. Thank
you. And it's the year of the dragon, which is a big year.
Oh, yes, the year of the dragon.
Yes.
Awesome. So excited. Now I'm even more excited. The understanding to just know what all this means, you know. And so,
right.
Anyway, thanks again, Patty.
You're welcome.
All right, let's switch to. Okay, I'm going to do my 5-second wait, and then we're going to, then I'll go. Thank you for watching today's show. This is your host, Frances Bauer. See you on the next season of Design Your Life.
Ang ubo, mabilis lumala. Kaya dapat agapan. Dapat Mucilmix Advanced Syrup. May 2x zinc para ang ubo, imbis na lumala, tulungang mabilis mawala. Mucilmix Advanced Syrup.
Unilab yan.
Ang 40D, tumutulong patibayan ng vital organs, iwas sakit sa puso at iba pang sakit.